Попълнено от Дивно изнажение,
кое
се вече манифестира.
Вече
нещо по-силно не мога говори сад там и за очигледних разлика.
Днес a little bit like a
marathon.
I feel if today
you understand the life, the total life, totally increased, improved.
So I hope that you are still
awake.
If not, then we might run in the middle of the Kenya and the ocean and the Adriana come out and continue. Go to the ocean and bring a bucket of water.
And come to water.
You know, slightly reflect.
Na bude malo osvježeni.
Hare Krishna. In India, this is done.
In Indiji to čine.
Ima
male boce.
In spray.
Kad upore kapalno, ma stave ružne vodice unutra.
Maybe we should introduce.
Može bi trebamo uvesti taj sistem.
Wait. In our devotional life, that was association with the lone devotee and greed or lowly things. We also went into this point here called Utsaha, enthusiasm. And he describes that this enthusiasm is like the soul of our Krishna consciousness
Krishna.
If we do not feel enthusiastic
about
the life of our Krishna consciousness, it will be next to impossible to really make advancement in our spiritual life. That's what we were describing. There are some sources of enthusiasm which I would like you to ask you what makes you enthusiastic. Sadhu Sangha, association with devotees.
Drushto Bhakta.
Many of you are slowly becoming
polako postajete transformirani
in the association
u društvu divnog bakta ovdje na ljetnom kampu. Mislim da neki od nas misle, o ne, sutra je posljednji dan. Sadhu Sangha će nekog entuzijasičnog. Druga poanta, molim.
Kirtan.
Dobra lekcija.
Srila Prabhupada's book.
Mnogi Srila Prabhupada učini entuzijasme.
Chanting.
Mantranje.
Sankirtan. When you give someone
kad date nekom svjesnost Krišne, postajte entuzijasni također.
Hari Nam, oh, that will be tomorrow.
Oh, to će biti sutra.
Tomorrow we will have the inundation of
Pula. Imamo preplavljivanje, Pula, mislim sam ti rekao.
Čita da
Pula će plivati u osanu svetog imena. Mislim da će biti gurnuti u sen.
Prašadam
je čini entuzijasnim.
Posledno
nakon nekada se možda još vidjeti. They said that when we are near to the spiritual master,
our enthusiasm becomes bigger. Mm-hmm. Yes.
When много люди пьют свято имя,
but also
не само бакти, не много други люди.
Thank you. Now,
hvala vam.
The day before yesterday,
prekjučer,
unnerving question
da,
for all of you.
Nezgodno pitanje, rekao sam da mlade bakte ponekad može biti entuzijastični nego stari bakte. Sjećate li se?
Svi
smo sjećali malo nervozno o svom životima. Objasnio sam razlog zašto je to tako, govoreći da u početku entuzijazam je često, kako bi rekli, izlaska stvar, nego steći entuzijasni zato što je sve novo. Kasnije moramo učiniti napor da zaistiramo duboko u svjesnosti Krišne, tako da bi bili entuzijastični. Također, kad nema bhakta oko nas, kad bi bili entuzijastični, kad smo na svom radnom mjestu, da budemo entuzijastični, kada postanemo stari, naše tijelo postane malo drugačije nego sada. Ako želite imati srce svjesnosti Krišne, to znači entuzijazam, morate ići iznad početne privlačnosti, ići duboko u to. Drugim riječima, ako možete otkriti da mantranje prasadam, prasada nikad nije problem, ali mantranje ili druženje sa bhaktama vas zaista ne doseže do vas, ne inspirira vas više tako to puno. Morate znati nešto ozbiljno je pogrešno sa vama. To znači da ste još uvijek na istom nivou svjesnosti Krišne kao što ste bili na početku, ali pošto ste postali stari, toga taj nivo više nije u redu, neće se inspirirati. Već se nam put film kad sam bio mladi dječak, bila odrasla osoba s jednom kosom, meni sjedio na klupi, klupi za malu djecu. Bio čovjek u prvom razredu. Sjedio je kao veliki slon na male stolici. Male stolici tamo izgleda potpuno smiješno. Nemojte činiti to u svom duhovnom životu da odrastete u godinama i s vremenom, ali ne iznutra, da još uvijek ostanete na posmečkom nivou, a rezultat nije tako inspiriran. Inspirirajući sve utaha, to je pokretna sila u vašem duhovnom životu.
Everything becomes alive through
entuzijazam. Kada nema entuzijazma,
it is not so pleasant.
Nije tako ugodno.
Now, sad, I will get into some other very important point.
Sad ću krenuti ka nekim drugim vrlo zanimljivim poantama.
Sit down. Have you seen how enthusiastic Jaya Pataka?
Kako entuzijastičan Jaya Pataka Maharaj, zar nije zapanjujuće? Tako entuzijastičan da ne spava po noći, jeste čuli? Prije sve prezentacije on je radio u sred noći. Sveći Maharaj, molim vas, vaš avion. O, još jedna minuta. Maharaj, niste jeli? O, nije tako važno. Ja sa mnogim rođenjima i smrti, sa mnogim rođenjima i smrti. On je dobar primjer entuzijazma koji prosto je svjež zato što se osvježava.
Evo
sa sljedeća poanta sad, možete vidjeti na ploči je Nishchaya.
Please read the creation word for this.
Povjerenje.
Povjerenje. It means confidence.
Znači povjerenje.
Someone who has doubts.
Neko ko ima sumnje u ono što čini u svom životu i ko nije uvjeren, imat će poteškoće na naporu, u bilo kojem naporu, u bilo čemu. Pa kad vidite ljude
koji
se penju na odskosnu dasku, a pa se 3 metra visoka odskosna daska i na dozi gore, i vratite se natrag. Zašto? Jer imaju sumnje.
If I jump, ako skočim,
možda ću aterirati na moj trbuh, na moju stražnicu, ne znam gdje ću aterirati. I zbog tih sumnji, oni zaista ne skoče u vodu.
Ako
imate sumnje, ne možete skočiti u ocean nektara. Morate imati povjerenje, to je vrlo važno.
It is described
pisano je
in the Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita.
One moment. Ignorant, it says, faithless person to doubt.
Osobe koje ne vjeruju u razotkriveno piše, ne ne dosežu Bogu svjesnost Boga, nego padaju.
Yes.
Da.
You must be confident.
Morate imati povjerenje u svjesnosti Krišne.
Now, the confidence in Krishna consciousness really is received from reading the Vedic
literature.
By hearing every day in the book, what is truth and what is
istina,
illusion,
a što je iluzija,
you will become very faithful and
very confident. And the result will be confidence in you.
In this connection, Lord Chaitanya,
the poor siromašne osobe da predstavlja svakoga od nas. Ta siromašna osoba je bila u stranoj zemlji kad je čula da su njegovi roditelji umrli, napustili tijelo, vratio se natrag, znao je da roditelji su imali veliku količinu novaca za njega, zlata, ali nije imao ideju jer je to blago za njega bilo skriveno. Roditelji su umrli bez da su mu dali informaciju.
So what did he do?
Šta je on učinio?
He went to an astrologer.
Otišao astrologu.
And the astrologer
i astrolog mu je rekao,
the gold is
zlato čeka za tebe.
It is directly under the house.
Direktno ispod tvoje kuće. Možeš ga otkriti kopajući sa istoka. On to učinio i dobio puno čitavo bogatstvo. Na isti način, svakom od nas je bogatstvo svjesnosti Krišne. Možete zamisliti,
Sandipani
Muni, ti si potpuno svjestan Krišne.
Hari Priya, you are fully Krishna conscious.
Ti si potpuno svjestan Krišne. Već je tu. To nije izvan tebe, unutra svih nas. To je ispod naše kuće, da tako kažemo.
We only have to find the way.
Sad moramo otkriti način kako da dobijemo to, a to se dostiže dolazeći kod astrologa, što su vedski spisi. Povjerenje ili sigurnost, možemo reći, se može dosegnuti također kontaktirajući vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja u Sampradaji i slušajući od njega u receptivnom mudu, onda ćemo dobiti instrukciju ili put koji će nas voditi iza naše prirodne zbunjenosti koje se nalazimo. To je bila prva poanta za danas, povjerenje. Što ste shvatili iz ove male prezentacije?
Yes.
Trebamo čitati svaki dan.
Dobar
kako zati, ja moram čitati.
Svaki dan. Every day. Any other realization? I have to pray more to Krishna.
Moram se moliti više Krishnu.
More confidence.
Da mi daje više povjerenja. I have to listen to tapes of spiritual masters. Lectures. Moram slušati lekcije duhovnog učitelja. Imati moram biti slobodni od sumnji. Vrlo zanimljivo, da moram postavljati relevantna pitanja.
Nemate
se bojati čak i postaviti kritična pitanja. To je važno da uništimo
demon of doubt.
Demona sumnje.
Very strong word.
Vrlo jaka riječ, demon sumnje.
Krishna, Arjuna, often he in the
Bhagavad Gita, on je Krishna Bhakta, on kaže Krishna.
Hey Madhusudan!
Hey Madhusudan!
Hey Madhusudan!
Hey Madhusudan, to znači
Krishna.
Krishna,
I have doubt.
Imam sumnje.
But you are the killer of the
ti si ubojica madu demona koja predstavlja tu sumnju. Molim te, ubi tu sumnju. Početku Bhagavad Gita on kaže, tako sam pun sumnji. On ti si madu sudan.
With this Arjuna says, I know.
Potom Arjuna kaže, znam. Da ćeš govoriti.
And in the end you will pull me around in the
battlefield and na polje kako ti želiš.
Now I have some doubts.
Sad imam neke sumnje.
You will destroy them.
A ti ćeš ih uništiti.
Then I will act as your instrument.
I neću djelati kao tvoj instrument.
Good.
So dobro.
I will ask you in the other point for
drugim
your realization.
Za vaše realizacije, molim vas, slušajte pažljivo, tako da realizacije mogu doći.
Now, next is the practice of
sljedeće prakticiranje dairje.
What is the Slovenian or the
Croatian word for this? Strpljivost.
Oh, that's a very difficult word.
To je vrlo teška riječ.
Strpljivost. Strpljivost. Sounds like striptease. Strpljivost.
Zvuči kao striptease. Strpljivost.
Yes. Darija,
strpljivošću,
a person can
osoba može prije sve kontrolirati svoje osjetila
and then the whole world.
I onda čitav svijet.
If you are patient,
ako se strpljivi,
everything which is meant to come to you,
sve što namijenja što će doći k vama,
the first patience has to be applied
se mora primijeniti
when you want to speak.
Kad želite govoriti.
You should not speak everything.
Ne trebate govoriti sve što dolazi vaš um.
Because sometimes
jer ponekad ako govorite sve što dođe u um,
great pain is created.
Može se stvoriti velika bol za druge
and by others.
I od drugih.
Darija
ili strpljivost znači drugim riječima kontrolirati naš govor. Način kako možemo kontrolirati svoj um. Ponekad vaš um vam kaže jednu stvar.
The mind is like a telephone screen.
On je poput telefona.
He calls us.
On nas zove.
Dođi. Do this.
Učini ovo.
Ring. Milovoj, hear
it. Ovdje Milovoj. Govori.
The mind goes like, come, dođi, Milovoj. Since many years.
Mnoge godine.
It has called us not only.
Zvao nas je ne samo u ovom životu. Zvao nas je u mnogim životima. Činjenica zapravo. Jedina razlika među vas i mene.
Or Golgadata and
Golgadadara i
Ivanka. Is the
um.
Because of your mind.
Zbog vašeg uma.
You are in this body.
Jeste u ovom tijelu.
Because of your mind, you are in that body.
U tom tijelu.
A living entity is in the elephant body because of the
u tijelu slona zbog uma.
Control the mind if you want to go
to Krishna. Ako želite ići Krishna.
Devotee means the mind.
Basta znači um.
Not the body.
Not tijelo.
You can look.
Možete pogledati način.
You do not have to change your body.
Možete promijeniti svoje tijelo.
You don't have to grow for
ne možete izrasti četiri ruke da bi postali bakta. Morate promijeniti um.
Not the um. If you don't change
ako ne promijenite um.
Even in you can live in the
čak možete živjeti na rajskim planetama, možete se sjećati kao da ste u paklu. Tako morate biti strpili, ponekad će um reći ring, ring. Žao mi je, ja nisam ovdje
zapravo.
I onda sljedeće jutro,
the mind will be different.
On će biti drugačiji.
Have you sometimes seen little girls?
Ponekad vidjeli malu djecu?
One, you know, they go like, oh, they cry like,
plaču,
like the world has
kada
just
svijet, kada svijet upravo gotov.
And then,
I onda,
zatim
slatku kuglicu,
and then the child,
i onda djete,
just yuhuu! Oh, and the whole, this is how, because a child cannot
control his mind.
Grown up people,
odrasle osobe, kad dođe do pitanja kontrole uma, vrlo često, kao mala djeca.
Next is you must control anger.
Morate kontrolirati ljutnju.
This is only possible
samo
if you are devotee.
Ako ste bhakta.
A person who has many desires will always become angry.
Uvijek će postati ljuta.
Those desires
are te želje budu frustrirane.
Therefore,
stoga,
let us fix our desires on Krishna.
Temeljimo svoje želje na Krishnu, onda možemo kontrolirati ljutnju.
Because we know
znamo
Krishna arranges everything.
Krishna sve arrangira.
Ja
zapravo nemam toliko puno želja za ovo i ono.
Whatever Krishna wants.
Što god Krishna želi.
Then you can be free.
I onda možete biti slobodni od užasne sile ljutne.
Anger is like a fire.
Ljutne poput vatre.
When it comes,
kad dođe,
it burns all reason.
Spaljuje sav razum.
Our Luka
Luka je naš general, on zna kako ljutnja može doći uzrokovati čak ratove, gdje će mnogi stotine tisuće ljudi poginuti samo zbog ljutnje. Moj djed mi je rekao kako bi mogao postati, kako ljut mogao postati Adolf Hitler. On je tako nekontroliran, kao mala djeca, kad bi nešto se krivi, on bi skakao sa stola i zagrizao bi u tepih.
Gdje
tako ljut.
That's a Buddha lab.
Tako budala.
So, the good example for controlling
dobar primjer za kontroliranje ljutnje
je Brahmana,
Avanti
Pura.
Avanti Pura.
I want to read you a little bit about
malo pročitati o tom izuzetnom
Brahmana.
Brahmani.
He was seen by others as an old and
stari i prljavi prosjak.
And sometimes people would take
him as Sanyas
Danda.
I dalje njegu uzeli njegu Sanyas Dandu.
And sometimes his water purse.
Ponekad njegu postu za vodu.
They would steal all things from him.
Kralj bi sve stvari od njega.
Once he had collected something to eat, he was not sitting down on a bench
in the river. Na balu reke.
And all of a sudden, a person came and urinated on his
head.
People would criticize him,
vrijeđali ga.
They would say, he's a cheater.
On je samo varalica.
But the Brahmana understood that all his suffering,
da sva njegova patnja,
from other living
entities,
nature,
od prirode,
it was unavoidable.
Je neizbježna.
It came because of a result of
njegov prošlih aktivnosti.
If you want to advance,
ako želite napredovati u svjesnosti Krišne, trebate postati malo tolerantni
prema
dobrom i lošem.
Let it pass.
Neka prođe.
It will pass.
Proći će.
The bad days.
Loši dani će proći. Dobri dani će proći.
Now, for instance, you
sad na primjer možda ste vidjeli.
Now it's sun.
Sad je sunce.
I can guarantee
ja mogu garantirati.
And in about half an hour, all of the wish or would come.
Da će želeli da dođe kiša.
Because it gets hot.
Će postati vruće.
These tents are good for growing tomatoes, but
ovo su tako dobro da uzgajate paradajz, ali ne isprijeti ljudska bića.
So then we will want
znači,
rain.
Kišu.
But a little while ago we
malo prije smo proklinjali kišu. O, glupa kiša. Odlazi.
Go and never come
back. Odlazi, nikad se nemoj vratiti.
Have you made this experience?
Imate to iskustvo?
How the mind is just
tako
so
je tako
changing.
Promijenjeno.
In the summer you want the winter.
U summer želite zimu, pa zimu želite ljeto.
This is not how you can live.
Tako ne možete živjeti. Biti rob uma. Nikad ne ćete sposobni činiti jednu stvar do kraja.
Now, another thing to be patient with. Jeste
stvar s kojom treba biti strpljiv i treba kontrolirati je jezik.
Another thing you must
control. Jeste stvar koju morate kontrolirati na stomak, trbuh.
The stomach is full.
Želite pun, ali na neki način došlo mi biti bolno, treba mi želi jesti još. I kao rezultat i su dajete
pasta size. That's a new type of size.
To je nov tip, nov tip veličine.
Small size.
To je mala, mali broj, srednji broj,
large size.
Veliki.
And pasta size.
Pizza broj. Veličina pizza.
When you eat too much.
Kad je to previše.
So, genital.
Genitali, ja.
The genital pill is very, very easy genitali to agitate.
Ono se vrlo, vrlo lako iznamire.
Those who are in the material body.
Oni koji su materno tijelu. Uvijek žele se družiti.
The opposite sex.
Sa suprotnim spolom.
Because the genitals
are
very eager for contact. Sorry to be so blunt, but this is how it is
explained.
In this material world, the condition soul is always
in contact.
You must know
the feeling of enjoyment is
pervading every cell.
Svaku stanicu prožima.
It is everywhere.
Posuda je.
Now, as soon as you become
attracted to
a member of the opposite sex, this sexual desire will immediately
awaken.
And like an army, this desire will
manifest
in the private organ, which becomes
lusty desire. Požuda, to je vrlo važno razumijevanje, prožima naše tijelo. Ako nismo pažljivi i družimo se sa suprotnim spolom na nereligiozni način, mi smo previše otvoreni. Ta požuda
becomes strong
jaka
into the private organ.
U privatnim organima.
And then I onda
ostalo vrlo pozitivno
and extremely overwhelmed.
I potpuno pretlavljeno.
So be patient.
Da ga budete strpljivi, kontrolirajte tu privlačnost.
You can have the following meditation.
Možete imati sljedeću meditaciju. Ako ste muškarac, možete početi sa sa kobrom.
Then you can start with the Masabha and then the Atma Bhava.
Cobra Bhava znači
just like you are afraid of a cobra.
Tako kad se bojite kobre,
you should be a little bit
trebate biti malo
fearful of
strahu
of lust.
Požude.
Don't be so
nemojte biti tako da zanemarujete stvar.
So the next step is
sljedeći korak je
you cannot remain in spiritual.
Nemojte ostati duhovno životu ako samo bojite žene i muškarca.
Nemojte
shvatiti opasnost može doći od suprotnog spola. To um može postati odvučen od Krišne. Ali sljedeći korak meditacije trebate vidjeti ženu kao svoju majku.
Mother is nice.
Majka je fina.
Same way, women are also nice.
Žene su također fine. i muškarac. Možete ih vidjeti kao očeve. Fini. Nema problema. Onda, sljedeća meditacija. Atma bar može biti svakoga kao duhovnu dušu. Ako ne dođe do tog nivoa, ostali koraci nisu zaista pomoći. Ostale stvari su samo koraci da dođemo do, da vidimo svakoga kao duhovne duše sluge Krišne. Zanimljiva meditacija za ne? Stepenica. Kobra bav.
Mata bav.
Pita bav. I Atma bav. Bav označava raspoloženje, kako treba vidjeti drugoga. Ali zaista moramo svako je sluga Krišne.
So be patient.
Biti strpljiv.
You must have, and that's my first nishchaya.
Prvo bilo nishchaya.
You must have
imati povjerenje.
You cannot be patient.
Ne biti strpljiv u ovom svijetu.
If you are not convinced.
Ako niste uvjereni.
You must develop this
morate razviti ovu nishchaya, inače strpljivost
very, very difficult.
Teško.
You must be convinced.
Morate biti uvjereni.
I will cross over the obstacles.
Ja ću proći preko prepreka.
And come to you, Krishna.
I doći do tebe, Krishna.
If even hundreds of obstacles
čak ako stotine prepreka dođe,
even if I may be
čak
finished,
ako budem gotov,
even if I make hundreds of
čak napravim stotine paradi,
even if I may go to hell,
ako možda mogu ići u pakao, ja neću ostaviti služenje tebe.
Even if Krishna
čak ako Krishna kaže osobno,
stop,
stani,
I will not stop.
Ja neću stati.
I will never give up.
Nikad neću ostaviti predano služenje ljubavlju bez obzira što došlo.
If you are fixed in this,
ako ste fiksirani u ovoj odličnosti sa povjerenjem,
bićete
sposobni tolerirati sve. So vi možete o tome, o toj poanti, ali prije toga
želim postati
za realizacije
or insight.
Ili
we
poglede, govorili smo o strpljivosti.
What is your realization?
Što je vaša realizacija?
Ja misli.
Mislite, što mislite?
Što mislite? Sorry. Mislite, mislite. Little bit also, kao mislite.
Ne? Kako mislite?
Kako mislite? What do you think about patience?
Što mislite o strpljivosti?
In order to change,
da bi mantrali,
I should become humble.
Treba postati ponizno.
As Lord Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. Kao što gospodin Chaitanya kaže, biti strpljiv.
Someone says, "Oh Boris,
kaže, oh Boris,
you are not exactly wonderful in all aspects of
your personality." To.
Not become angry. Ne
postati ljut. Smo strpljivi. Krishna nam postupno pomaže.
Very, very good point. If we are patient, Krishna will help us.
Krishna će nam pomoći.
Krishna has promised he will take care of his
devotees. Obeća da će pomoći sam bhakti.
And anyone
who
is in Krishna consciousness, this is a patient.
Sam trebam biti strpljivi.
If I say, When is prasadam? Wait.
Maybe the merciful Vaishnavas will be some prasadam. I think that very often we are in activity trap and we are attached to the results, so therefore we are not patient.
We forget Krishna.
Yes.
Vrlo
često smo padne u zamku aktivnosti i nismo strpljivi, gledamo smo rezultati, mislimo da smo mi jedini oni koji vrše aktivnosti, evo kakva iluzija. Ne znam da Krišna daje rezultate. Još neka realizacija?
Yes. Aha, My realization
is that moram prihvatiti Krišnu kao svojstvo kontrolora. Nekada nikad ne kažu ništa.
Am I making offense towards you?
Da li radim uvrede prema vama?
I feel very insecure.
Osjećam se vrlo nesigurno.
Any other realization? Još
neka realizacija. Moram biti strpljiv s drugima.
We should be patient with
others, understanding that one day, dana,
in the beginning, we were also like them.
Yes, I saw Luca. Oh, Luca, yes.
Are you still living?
Još uvijek bio sam svjesni kada si bez vode, bez ičega, ja sam uvijek živ. I'm light.
Yeah.
Then I came to the prasada and there is nothing left. And I know that it's Krishna's reason to see how Ekadashi is worked.
Yeah.
Then I came there on the pizza stand, and then there I have to wait for 1 hour.
Oh.
And then I said, all right, Krishna, now I go to chant.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Masaji
came after 10 minutes saying, here is the pizza.
Thank you for this nice
realization. Realizacija.
In this realization you could see how Krishna tested our
Krishna. Krishna testira našeg bhakta.
By the way, if you fast,
put, ako postite,
if you always think, kad dolazi. Half a day left.
Pola dana je preostalo.
Quarter of a day left.
Četvrtina dana je preostalo. Nećete dobiti dobro bit
od
posta. Ako postite, dobro je da
focus the mind on something
else. Nešto drugo.
I know some of our
devotees,
they sometimes come on the
Jamaica and they say, oh,
I'm suffering so much.
Patim tako puno.
When can I eat?
Kad mogu jesti?
Is it possible maybe?
Je li moguće možda za pola sata nešto voća jesti?
You know, you should try to think of
Krishna.
Then you will lose the idea. Nešto
gubiti ideju hrane, hrane.
Mercy. Oh, Krishna, Lydia, Lalita is crying. Oh, Lalita, nothing has happened.
Oh, Lalita, nisam se nije desilo.
He's not a Jesus.
No, not yet, sir.
Yes, another realization.
That's another.
Krishna will reveal his
plan. Krishna će se razotkriti svoj plan ako smo strpljivi dovoljno.
Yeah, I will go for the... Yes. We cannot be
patient.
We cannot be
patient. We cannot be patient. Ako nismo sigurni da će nas Krishna zaštititi.
It's a fact.
Činjenica.
If you think, oh, I have to take,
oh, ja moram se pobrinuti.
Take things in,
ja moram uzeti stvari u svoje ruke, inače neće funkcionirati. I think that we have to occupy mind with some high service and therefore the womb doesn't have space to speculate.
Yes. Very good realization.
Vrlo dobra realizacija.
But what should you do?
Ali što trebaš
učiniti? If you are a congregational member,
ako ste kongregacijski član,
you're working at the TV,
radite na televiziji,
the Hare Krishnas are going to appear,
Hare Krishna dolaze,
but they come too late,
on dolaze super kasno,
like always,
kao uvijek.
How should you behave then?
Kako se onda ponašamo?
Or you are at your working place,
jeste na radnom mjestu.
Something has to happen.
Nešto se mora desiti.
And it doesn't happen.
I ne desi se.
and you will be made responsible.
I vi ćete biti odgovorni.
How should you be patient if you are married?
Kako da budete strpljivi ako ste oženjeni?
With a with a woman.
Sa ženom.
And you say.
I kažete.
After the summer camp.
Nakon ljetnog kampa.
Regulate principles.
Četiri regulativna principa.
And she goes like.
I ona krene ovako.
This is realness.
To je realnost.
You are laughing, you are young boys. Mi se smijete,
ste mladi, mladi djevojke, nemate iskustva u životu.
How should you remain patient?
Kako ćete ostati strpljivi?
In the scriptures it is said. U
spisima je rečeno.
That you should endeavor.
Da se trebate truditi.
Do as good as you can.
Učinite najbolje što može, ono što možete.
But as far as the result is concerned.
Ali što se tiče rezultata.
No, it is in Krishna's
hands. Ne, to je u Krišnim rukama.
If you adopt this.
Ako prihvatite.
New consciousness.
Ovo novu svjesnost.
Your life will be very.
Život će biti vrlo dobar.
You will be free from
anxiety. Biste slobodni od uznemirenja.
I thank all of you.
Puno se zahvalio sam mnogim na ruke.
Realization.
Vi sa mnogim rezultatom moramo ići dalje.
Let us now consider Tat-Tat-Tarma
Pravatana. Pogledamo Tat-Tat-Tarma Pravatana.
Please, Gogadatta, read this in clear Croatian language.
To su različite djelatnosti koje su povoljne za Bhakti Yogu.
What do you consider an activity which is favorable for
koja je povoljna za predano služenje?
Sadhu Sangha.
Sadhu Sangha. Strogosti i pokore.
Penances and austerities which are for Krishna consciousness.
To je svjesnost Krishna. To je Kadashi, na primjer.
What is favorable?
Šta je povoljno?
Studying
Srimad Bhagavatam.
Serving the Vaishnava.
Služenje Vaishnava. Društvo sa
Vaishnava. Association with Vaishnavas. See the place of pilgrimage. Vidjeti mjesto,
hodu češća. Ne.
Not eating too much.
Previše.
Following
Sledi mu put stava. Sledi mi sadana.
Sadana. Trying to listen,
da bolje
or,
slušamo,
as I often think, say, there are three rules in chanting.
Postoje tri pravila u mantranju.
Listen.
Slušati.
Listen.
Slušati.
Listen.
Slušati.
Does it sound correct for you?
Zvuči to ispravno za vas?
I want to say something else.
Želim reći nešto drugo.
Krishna has five addresses in this world.
Krishna ima pet adresa u maternom svijetu.
There you can find.
Gdje ga možete naći.
In the association
u društvu Bhakta.
In the Bhagavatam.
U Bhagavatamu.
In the holy name.
U svetom imenu.
In the holy place.
Na svetim mjestima.
Yes. In Davan
Mayapuru.
You can, Prabhupada writes, you can come in contact with
Krishna. Možeš doći u kontakt sa Krishnom.
All go
kada to svi ući
u
Vrindavan.
Immediately after the summer.
Odmah nakon ljetnog kampa.
Hare Krishna. Maybe
možda
wait for the right.
Malo se čekamo za pravom.
Maturavasa and the deity.
I božanstvo.
I have seen
vidio
you
sam.
Have not really found out.
Niste zapravo otkrili
Radharani's special mood.
Specialni mood su mater Drani.
I was talking a little while ago.
Zvara sam pre malo vremena sa jednim
young devotee,
našeg mladih bakta.
Told her.
I rekao
Radharani is very special.
Mater Drani je vrlo specijalna na ovom ljetnom kampu.
She looks especially merciful.
Ona gleda posebno milostivo.
At least in my perception.
Da je moja percepcija.
Her whole face has changed.
Njeno čitavo lice je promijenilo. Ona gleda potpuno drugačije nego u Heidelbergu.
Maybe she's just so happy to see all the devotees. But she is also very merciful.
Ona također veoma milostiva.
You have to pray to the deity.
Možete se moliti božanstvima više.
Do you see Radharani's hands like this?
Vidite
Sanatinu
Radharaninu ruku. Sanatinu Radharani, molim vas. Vidite?
Vidite. It means this hand
znači
means
ova ruka znači
you can get everything.
Možete dobiti sve.
This means nothing comes.
To znači ništa ne dolazi.
This means
to znači
everything comes.
Sve dolazi.
So you have to pray to the day.
Se molite božanstvima.
I have not seen you praying
enough. Nisam vidio da se molite dovoljno.
So these are the five addresses.
Pet adresa.
So
Krishna.
Meet Krishna there.
Krishna
that's
tu,
favorable.
To je povoljno.
I will now go over to the next point.
Znači idem do sljedeće pointe.
Sangatyaga.
Sangatyaga.
What does this mean?
Što to znači? Napuštanje društva A bhakta.
Yes. Now we had a similar point already.
Već smo imali sličnu poantu.
In the first section.
U prvom dijelu.
And therefore, I will
stoga,
just ask you
samo upitati,
what have you learned? How
što ste naučili?
You avoid the association of non-devotees?
Izbjegavati društvo A-bhakta.
Remember,
sjetite se,
we were saying you cannot
smo,
avoid to be together with non-devotees
altogether. Da zajedno s, uopće sa A-bhaktama, zar ne?
And you are sitting in the, the train,
ili autobusu,
nešto
radite, biti će A-bhakte.
So how will you give up
the association with non-devotees? Kako ćete ostaviti društvo sa A-bhaktama?
Mm-hmm. There's always the same devotees who are asking, who are raising
their hands. Uvijek iste bhakte dižu ruke.
Please. Yeah.
Nema ljubavne razmise sa ljudima, pa zapravo.
We should not have a loving
exchange. Nemo imati ljubavnu razmise sa tim ljudima.
Oh, how nice Mick Jagger is.
Kako je divan Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger is a songwriter.
Mick Jagger is a singer
also.
I pjevač.
If we think this karmi is nice,
ovaj karmi je fin,
and we have more association,
then
what is in his heart will go into our heart.
Će u naše srce.
Like instant infection.
Instant, trenutna infekcija.
Once there was a devotee.
Dvije bhakta.
He had practiced Krishna consciousness for a long,
Krishna.
Long time.
Dugo, dugo vremena.
He lived at the temple of Govindaji in Jaipur.
Hramu, Govindaji u Jaipuru.
And you know Jaipur, or the
Jaipur,
Indian temples, many materialistic
hramovi,
people
mnogi
come
materialistički ljudi dolaze,
to pray.
Da se mole.
Nice.
To je lijepo.
So, this devotee was
taj
bakta
je bio vrlo napredan.
But he had always this association.
Ali imao uvijek to društvo sa materialističkim ljudima.
And as a result,
i kao rezultat,
he felt very lusty.
Postoje vrlo pozdan, iznenada.
He couldn't explain why.
Nije mogao objasniti zašto je tako što se dešava.
So he went to one very advanced Vaishnava.
Otišao do jednog vrlo naprednog Vaishnave.
Asked him,
i pitao ga,
do I have
zašto ja imam
bad feeling?
Taj loše osjećaje?
Why am I in such a material
zašto sam u takvoj materijalnoj svjesnosti?
So what the devotee said, he did not
ono,
say.
Ono bhakta nije rekao.
He said, bring me a dry stick of wood.
Jednu suhu palicu.
And then he put the dry stick of wood in water.
Palicu u vodu.
And after some time, an hour or two passed, he said,
now
please
prilike, burn it. Morate zapali je.
So our devotee.
Naš bhakta je preko redu.
Try to burn it.
Pokušao.
But it would not.
Ali nije mogao.
Take the fire.
Uzvuči vatru.
It would go and then all would go out.
Onda bi se ugasilo.
So then the devotee said,
bhakta rekao,
Siddha Jagannath is his name.
Siddha Jagannath je njegov ime.
Do you understand?
Da li svačaš?
So this pujari from Jaipur.
The pujari iz Jaipura nije svačao.
Then he said,
rekao,
you have too much association with materialistic people. Therefore, although you are worshipping
Krishna,
Krishna, the fire of Krishna consciousness does not inflame you.
Te ne utječe na tebe. Ne može goreti tebi.
Have you ever had this experience?
Da li imate ikad to iskustvo? Došli u hram,
arctic,
i pjevanje se dešava. Međutim,
you cannot come to life.
Nemojte doći do života.
Often the cause is često uzrok je društvo
sa abaktama.
You are wet.
Vi ste mokri.
Therefore the fire of Krishna.
Iz toga vatra svjesnosti Krishna ne može se zapaliti.
So therefore, stoga,
društvo A Bhakta treba ostaviti u smislu kao što nas Bhakta rekao da ne trebamo otvoriti naše srce njima s tim tome.
Now, we come to the end.
Došli smo do kraja.
The last, the Sangacara, now the talk about sadhu vritti.
Sad će govoriti o sadhu vritti.
Following in the first steps of the previous acharyas.
Slijedeći stopa prethodnih acharya.
Have you ever been in snow?
Da ste ikad bili u snijegu?
And lost your way?
Izgubili svoj put?
I think not because you are civilized.
Mi smo civilizirani
people,
ljudi.
I remember as a child
ja se kao djete bio sam jednom u toj situaciji, igrao sam se negdje, otišao sam
nekako,
izgubio sam potpuno svoj put.
And I remember I had read one adventure,
jednu pustolovinu,
roman, about a person who was lost, who
bila izgubljena i koja našla stope u pustinji, slijedila stope i došla do oaze.
In the same way,
na isti način,
and I found footsteps
ja sam
in the
našao
snow,
stope u snijegu,
and then finally I arrived in Gotthandsdorf, just a little village
in Nemačko,
and then I could take the train home.
Ja sam mogu uzeti vlak do
so
kuće.
This is I find
ja sam a very interesting zanimljiv primjer.
Many of us, we all have more or less lost our way.
Smo izgubili svoje puteve.
We are conditioned so
materijalnom svijetu.
And we should look for the
trebamo tražiti za primjere stopa velikih duša.
If we can follow
ako možemo slijediti njihov primjer,
we can,
možemo doći izvan bunjenosti, iluzije i izgubljenosti.
Now, in order to follow
da bi slijedili primjer velikih duša,
a condition has to be fulfilled.
Mora se biti ispunjen uvjet.
For instance,
na primjer,
if you see
ako vidite nekoga koji radi nešto,
let us say,
recimo,
water skiing.
Skija na vodi.
Is this existing in Yugoslavia? Yes. In the former water yes. skiing. You might like, you
možda,
might have the desire.
Možda imate želju.
To water ski also.
Da također skijate na vodi.
Isn't it when you
da
see
ne, da vidiš.
So brittle.
Tako brzo. Međutim,
if you are not prepared,
niste pripremljeni,
your experience of
vaše iskustvo skijanja na vodi biti vrlo bolno.
You know, when you fall down wrong,
kad padnete krivo,
it is almost like really painful.
Zaista bolno.
So, if you want to follow the path, želite
slijediti put
gone by the great
koji su sišle velike duše,
you must prepare yourself.
Morate se pripremiti.
This path has
taj
been
put,
said is sharp like a razor's blade.
Je ostar poput brijača.
And if you make a mistake,
radite greške,
you will hurt yourself.
Povrijedit ćete se.
Just like when you do
kao kad se
shaving.
Brijete.
You know, you, those who of us who are
oni koji su muškarci, oni znaju.
It always happens.
Uvijek se to dešava.
So if you want to follow
želite slijediti put svjesnosti Krišne,
you must prepare yourself.
Morate se pripremiti malo.
It is described.
Opisano je
that you must find in
da morate otkriti
u svome
životu svoje mjesto. To je vrlo važno.
For instance, if you have always
Каквото е проблема в своем порисно животу, какво не е проблема в своем бизнесе, ако да заравите новост. Ако живете с родителите, които он кое донеса и кое желе вам проповедати от добробити на
от
вършта изхране, би се върло тежко за вас да протестирате свестно с Кришна. Моля вас,
нема
бити превише трансцентални.
Или
они от вас,
кои
са мускарци,
and those of you who are women,
because of Jane,
that's everyone, isn't it?
That's Sako Jane.
You have to find your right
ashram.
Ashram. If you are brahmachari, the brahmachari by nature and you are
in the
grihastha ashram,
grihastha ashram,
it will be difficult.
But
if you are grihastha by nature and you are in the
brahmachari ashram,
it will be also difficult.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur
makes it very clear that in order to follow the example of the pure soul of the great soul, you have to situate yourself properly
according to Varna and Ashram.
It's very important. Otherwise you will always be
disturbed.
See, when we hear, follow the example of the great
acharya,
it may not mean, we have to understand the essence of the example
primera, koji daju.
Once there was a disciple,
jednom je bio učenik,
and his spiritual master
told him,
please bring me a haritaki fruit.
Molim te donesi mi haritaki plod.
Do you know what is a haritaki?
Da li znate šta je haritaki plod?
It is one of the important fruits in Ayurveda.
Važni plod u
Ayurvedi. Especially valuable is the skin.
Vrlo vrijedna kora.
So the disciple
i učenik
brought the haritaki plod.
Donio haritaki plod.
But before giving it,
ali prije nego je dao, on je gulio kožu, koru i bacio koru.
He gave the fruit.
I dao plod.
His spiritual master
told him,
but I need the skin.
Ali ja trebam koru.
It has very good medical effect.
Vrlo ima dobar medicinski efekt.
So next day,
sljedećeg dana,
spiritual master needed
nešto kardamom.
Do you know what is kardamom?
Znate šta je kardamom?
It has this big skin.
Ima veliku koru, kožu.
Almost like wood.
Kao drvo gotovo.
And inside,
a unutra, vrlo malo tamno.
Good in halava, I think.
Dobro u halvi. Voje ne kuham, voda ne spekuliram.
And kardamom is very good.
Kardamom je vrlo dobar.
So, Uskrinić, or whatever, the Učenici,
Učenik,
was thinking,
mi mislio,
yesterday,
jučer,
my guru wanted
my guru je želio koru.
Now you must know,
morate znati,
in kardamom,
u kardamomu,
the skin is absolutely useless.
Kora je potpuno beskorisna.
You get indigest.
Ne možete dobiti problem s probavom, ne možete uopće probaviti, potpuno beskorisna.
He went,
on je otišao
to pick some cardamom,
da uzme nešto kardamoma, ali bacio lijepe crne sjeme i dao je koru.
This is an example of someone
to je primjer nekoga ko ne shvaća suštinu.
Ako
želite slijediti primjer duhovnih učitelja ili svetaca,
what should you look for?
Što trebate tražiti?
The main point
glavna poanta
of a saint is
sveta je da uvijek se sjeća Krišne,
never forget,
da nikada ne zaboravlja.
Please,
molim vas,
look for this essence.
Gledajte za tu suštinu.
You can follow this
essence. Možete slijediti tu suštinu
everywhere you go.
Gdje god idete.
If you never forget Krishna,
ako nikada ne zaboravljate Krišnu,
and always remember
him, i uvijek da se sjećate,
then you will be a devotee.
Ono ćete biti bhakta.
This is all which counts.
To je sve što se broji.
Man mana, bhava mat bhakto, always think of me. Never forget me.
Uvijek misli na mene, nikam ne zaboravim.
Of Krishna.
To je suština svjesnosti Krishna.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
So, I know that znam everything is little
sve malo
long,
dugo.
Here I want to come to the end
želim
of my seminar.
Kraja mog seminara.
I would request all of you,
molim bih sve vas,
if you want to work on these points, želite
raditi na tim poantama,
to read in the book Nectar of Instruction,
stih
broj
2 i stih broj 3.
I have often recommended to our devotees to make a little how do you say, little experiment in
life. Experiment
u životu. That is, you take a piece of paper,
papira,
maybe this big,
ovako velik, to je dobra veličina, podijelite ga na dva,
then write on the one side,
na jedne strane napisite šest principa koje morate izbjegavati u svom duhovnom životu. Na primjer,
prekolektiranja
suda i za materijalne stvarima i drugo.
Other board still with us, and I
možda
imamo
drugo ovu ploču zajedno sa nama, tako mogu staviti da
možete učitati. On the other half of the paper,
polovica papira, imate stvari koje su
pozitivne
za vaše svjetnost Krišne.
If you do this,
ako činite to,
you will see that your whole life
život
begins to change.
Se počete mijenjati.
First,
presnega,
you will become very confident.
Vrlo povjerljivi.
Then you will find out that you become very enthusiastic.
Da se postite vrlo entuzijastični.
And then,
i onda,
after some time, you will find out that you become very transcendental. Please do it. If you
molim
keep it on a piece of paper and you read it
čitate,
every evening,
svake večeri,
you will program your consciousness.
Programirat ćete svoju svjesnost
like a computer.
Kao kompjuter.
And then in your action,
i onda u svojim aktivnostima
djelujete
u skladu sa time i sigurno ćete vidjeti
how your life
kako vaš
život
se počne mijenjati više i više i više.
The Krishna consciousness in the beginning
na početku
is like a pupljak. What is it?
Pupoljak.
Pupoljak.
Kao pupoljak.
Now if you water it,
ako to nasljevate svakoga dana,
it will grow.
On će rasti.
You will see colors.
Vidjet ćete boje.
You will smell the flower. Vidjet ćete
svijet.
And you will become very inspired. If you apply these simple six, the 12 rules of spiritual life, you will see how your Krishna consciousness becomes an analogous way, how it opens, how you will always remember Krishna,
never forget him.
This is really the motto of the summer camp. I don't know if I should give the motto, but I'm always so desirous
to do.
The motto is always remember Krishna and never forget him. If you can take this motto with you,
motto so
some of you have this,
this
card around the
kartice.
If you look at the back side of the card, you will find this elephant, never forget. It means you should always remember
Krishna and never forget.
By following these principles, you will be successful over the many millions of years. Devotees have followed these principles and they have reached the
Krishna
supreme planet. If you follow them, you will also become successful. Please do this. Please don't be like a stone.
Nemojte biti poput kamena.
When you put a stone into water,
vodu,
it never takes up
vodu.
The water. So if you hear a lecture, don't be like a stone.
Biti poput kamena.
Be like a sponge.
Puzzle.
That is, get what is outside, inside. The whole process of Krishna consciousness is to get
Krishna
into our heart, to get knowledge into our heart, to get inspiration into our heart. Let this not be outside. Let it come inside. Your life will be
transformed.
I want to thank you very much for coming to these
seminars.
I felt very happy to see so many of you.
Toliko puno.
And most of you were able to keep attention.
So
I felt very glad it was a little, how do you say, little... For the first time, I will give this back. I'm invited in Radadesh, the European Convention. I have experimented on you a little bit. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna, do you have any questions?
You have any questions?
Molim. I cannot understand you because of the parents.
U vezi napuštenog društva A Bakta kaže se ne trebamo otvarati svoja srca, šta je u vezi roditelja.
I think we must convince our parents. I remember once how Srila Harikesh
Maharaj
dealt with this.
See,
mother and father are often a little disturbed when children come to Krishna consciousness because they feel it will not be good for the children. And then sometimes they say, talk very harshly about devotees. Now it is not good for any devotees to listen the Lord or the devotees are blasphemed. It is not good for our Krishna consciousness. Even though the parents may mean good, it is very bad to listen to this. So this sometimes create devotees know this and then they become antagonistic towards the parents and then the problem becomes even
worse.
But please follow this advice. When the mother says the devotees are
nitkovi,
or when the father, let us say the tata says it, the devotees, they are
nitkovi,
you should say, oh father, I like you very much. And I also like the devotees very much. Please don't talk about the devotees. Let me inform you
that
they they are very good, they don't lie. They are very good people, like the people of Premantura. The people of Premantura. They only talk about Krishna these days. Because in many of their houses, devotees live and so on. And yesterday I talked to one house owner. And she said, oh, these people are so good. And I said, yes. Have you noticed? We are not quarreling. We are not fighting. No scandals. At least, as far as I know. we also have our scandals. But not so often. And she said, yes. You know. So you should talk to the parents like this. The good people. And then you should give the example. Listen, father. When you were in love with mother, you know, now you might have forgotten what the feeling is, but 35 years ago, or whatever, 20 years ago. You don't say like this. Be intelligent, you know. Then you were in love with mother, and your father and mother didn't like it, because it often happens. Usually, when a man gets, when the son gets in love with a woman, the mother hates the woman, because for the first time she noticed, oh, there's a second woman in the life of my son, and she becomes very this is normal psychology. Then you say, listen, father, when your parents didn't like your wife, my mother, and they became antagonistic, how did you feel? And the father would say, I didn't like it. I've thrown a rotten potato in the head of my father when he was not looking. This is usually how it is. And then you say, see, just like you were, your heart was pained when the parents said, oh, mother is a prostitute, like your wife is a bad girl. The same way my heart is pained when I hear how you call those who I love very much bad names. It is described, if you listen, how in... Now, how a great devotee is blasphemed. You are polluted, and the whole town is polluted. Vaishnava apparatus are very strong. Lord Chaitanya, he says, sometimes this person, he talks about a devotee who listens to when the devotees are offended. Because sometimes he takes straw in his mouth, and sometimes he beats me with a stick. Therefore, he is not fit to see me. Wherever he goes, he mixes with those people that he goes to and talks like them. He is an offender at the feet of Bhakti. That is why he is forbidden to see me. He is very strong. It says, don't listen just to be a social and good guy how people talk badly about Krishna consciousness. Be authentic. Say, no, you don't know. I have seen these people. It is not like me. So, do you understand? So if the parents are a little antagonistic, tell them patiently, you don't know, it's misinformation. And the other thing is, be patient with your parents. They only want your best. Be patient with them, give them prasad, inform them. And then their heart will be changed, because they see you're such a nice
person.
You know, my mother didn't like the devotees. And I tried everything. Finally, I said, you must come to the temple if you love me, otherwise I will never talk to you. And then she came earlier than our appointment. At that time I was a young bhakta and I had to wash the pot to become humble. So I washed the pot. And my mother passed the kitchen door and she saw me washing the pot. And I was singing, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. And my mother... And she immediately went to the temple president and said, I have just changed my opinion of the Hare Krishna people. My son was so arrogant, he would never wash pots. It's not only arrogance, I have a trauma about kitchens. Somehow, I can only cook fruit salad. That's the only what I've learned. Mother understood well. They have educated my son to wash pots. Very good. Finally, he becomes a good boy. Because whenever in our family it was a custom, we used to take turns. Sometimes father, mother, oldest brother, middle, and then the youngest brother. It would always go turns. But I was never there.
I
was a very tomorrow is a very
important
practice so that I don't fall through, you know, notes are not so good because I'm not
dobro, it's tako zainteresirano, so dajte mi.
Next time I will
watch you put
I always said, excuse
me. Uvijek je dobro, ali majka da.
And about parents, Virabhadra gave two nice names.
I would like to ask you how to not to become slave of our passions and thoughts because of attachments.
How to not become slave
of our passions for passion and of thoughts
of passion
and thoughts which are product of our attachments.
I will do a little practical psychology with you.
Napravit ćemo praktične psihologije sa tobom.
Bring this board and bring me a piece of... Why don't you prepare this board, put a piece of paper there. This is a very good...
Ovo je vrlo dobro pitanje, želim ti se jako puno zahvaliti. Sada postavio pitanje.
I think, I see, you were the, this is your pitanje, isn't it? What is your name? Mira.
Element.
Yeah.
Pitanje je bilo kako ne biti rob svoje strasti i misli koje su produkt naše vezanosti.
First of all, do you all have experience?
Da li svi imate iskustvo?
How a thought begins to haunt you?
Vas počinje goniti, progoniti?
Or a desire begins to
haunt
you?
Ili želja vas počinje progoniti?
No, what you could do, will have to hold it. What happens?
Šta se dešava?
No, we have to see that everyone can see it.
Moramo vidjeti tako da svako može vidjeti.
This is a desire.
Ovo je želja.
In Sanskrit, the name for a desire
želju je
is called vritti.
Vritti.
Vritti means
vritti znači
something like a thought wave.
Nešto kao val
comes in.
Koji dolazi.
So there are three gates
in the mind. Tri ulaza u umu.
Oh, I'm so bad in drawing.
Sam loš u crtanju.
Yes? Like slalom.
Slalom.
There are many.